Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with electrical thoughts, conversations, and patterns. Listen, today we have a podcast, me and my good brother Blue Pill, and we're talking about this new future, right? Like, there's parents that literally have their children or paying people to teach their children how to play games so that they can capitalize off of it in this new economy. Things are changing rapidly. Listen all the way through. We're going to have, you know, a little in-depth on our thought process as far as what we think that the future will be and also some of the things that you should be engaging with, because every time something shifts, so do opportunities that come along with it. So tap in, and I hope you enjoy it. As always, make sure you get my new book, Paradigm Keys, link in the bio or at www.crowns, that's crowns with a Z19.com. Peace.
Wait a minute. So people are actually, parents are actually paying people to teach their children how to play games?
Yes. Parents are teaching their children how to play and become experts in games because the scalability of that skill set far outweighs sending your child to school for 12 years to get a degree.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The children can now get a skill set and they can take with them, you know, virtually and realistically and literally around the world.
Yeah.
And it's going to just scale up from there. You feel me? Where this is going to be global tournaments, galactic tournaments, playing motherfuckers on Aldebaran or whatever other solar system they come into contact with.
This is actually huge, though, because there's a lot of parents who don't know about this, and this is probably the biggest part about it is that, you know, a huge part of parents that don't know about it, they gonna be left behind in the next 5-10 years wondering why all these gaming millionaires. You know what I mean? Like,
they're gonna be left behind, and I've been in environments with these children the children have tuned out from their parents, like, they belong to that game,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the first dynamic ever of which children are raising children, you know what I'm saying? No other time in the historical account of quote-unquote mankind has children been raised by anything other than either parents or extended family, such as teachers. This is the first time ever that children are raising children.
This is interesting because it raises the point, you know, the paradigm has always been master slave, always been boss employee. It's always been, you know, the one who has authority and the one who doesn't. Like, even the classroom is set up to where someone stands over you and you sit down. You know what I mean? But if you think about a tribe is people learning from their peers of different ages. So what a school does, a school doesn't allow you to learn from people that's under you and over you in a classroom setting. You only get people that's your age, like 100%, in that classroom, which only people at your aptitude level. So you can't learn from people who've made mistakes. So this
is not lateral.
Yeah. This is going to be dope when you think about the effects that it's going to have on the way that a lot of these children are going to grow up in a different mindset that they're going to have. And it's going to be super uncontrollable for a lot of people to tell these children anything because their world going to be so radically different.
So radically different. You know what I'm saying? And their claim to fame is going to be their body count.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that already removes them from authoritarian purview. Like, what is an adult going to tell them? They're like, I got a million bodies.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? On some take case shit. And
right.
Not afraid to bring it into the real world. Like, what are you talking about? It's totally desensitized from catching bodies.
That's crazy. That's crazy for real. Now, you know, when during our time, they used to say that video games was, you know, desensitizing children to violence and things of that nature. But this is a different level of desensitization because this is actually training and this is monetization of that reality. But also, I think it puts them in a different space to where they see the gaming industry as an opportunity. We seen it as complete entertainment. We didn't see any money making habits being produced out of us playing games. So yeah. So this also teaches entrepreneurship and it teaches how to take what you like to do and make money off of it. That's a different lifestyle. That's gonna come in competition with the rappers. When these new gamers out here and they got millions of dollars and they out here flaunting with their new cars and they got these beautiful women and these children are going to be looking up like, wait a minute, I want to play the game too. Gaming is the new game.
Actually competing with athletes more so than I would say rappers.
Well, I just meant in terms of lifestyle curation.
Right, lifestyle. But what I'm saying is there's a heavy emphasis now on them attracting the actual children that are into athletics to do it cybergenically. You know what I'm saying? So they're creating like entire Madden leagues, entire EA Sports, NBA 2K leagues. You feel me? Where you could go around the world playing in tournaments and knocking people off. And you don't necessarily have to be that nice. They got the boxing, they got the Creed in there where you have to be actually anatomically fit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're really throwing punches and you're really getting hit. Now, people haven't looked at the science of what virtual reality or Oculus Rift actually is. The way that it's called a Rift because your brain can't tell the difference.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the, you know, the new form, the next level of interaction and communication. You know what I'm saying? This is its own situation, its own animal altogether. This is a new frontier. You know what I mean? Of which, if the brain is registering it as real, then what are the ramifications? If you get killed in virtual, you know what I'm saying? Or if you know, like I said, in the boxing tournament, you know what I mean? And you end up getting jab judo'd.
Mm.
You know, if your brain can't tell the difference, is it going to have ramifications on your physical being? You know what I'm saying? Or different aspects of your subtle body, your energy body. So, because I haven't watched the Black Mirror episode that people can talk about.
Don't. That shit is terrible, bro. That shit is terrible.
It is, but for research and purposes, people have told me, bro, you gotta watch this, you know, get past all that.
Well, yeah, so what I did was I skipped to the end to see what the result was.
But they won't just have a solution. So they're priming the public.
Yeah, they are. And then they use black. I just didn't like the fact that they use black men to do it. And I think that it's already, like, the problem is that a lot of children have access to these Netflixes, these shows that they get to watch. And they're growing up, not, they just sensitized to everything now. See, we think about, well, we were getting desensitized to gaming. There's not even, as a matter of fact, it's not even desensitization at this point. It's normalization. And people are, yeah, matter of fact, it's naturalization, because now people think it's natural. So it's not even something that they have to get accustomed to. It's just, oh, this is natural. This is something that's a part of the world. There's nothing, there's no desensitizing to it. It's just something that they see now. So, you know, when we seen it, we thought this shit was seen now. You know what I mean? But now when they see it, they just say, oh, that's reality. There's no difference. That's their paradigm. It's a part of that box.
Yeah, again, not only reality, but also virtual. So they're like, shit, it existed in a world off of the world.
Right. And they're training the mind. Now, here's the thing. Here's the most important thing about this. Is that one thing that we never see is who behind the curtain. Right, like we always look at the actors, we look at the story, we look at the visuals, but never get to see who's the writers. And this is the most important thing. If you want to see the reality constructors, you got to see the writers. You got to see who mind this is coming out of that is training and programming these people and these children. Like, these, it's cool to put your children in the gaming thing, but you also got to know, who is these people behind it? Like, what is their lifestyle? What do they believe? What do they think? What's their politics? What's their ideology, philosophies? Because they're embedding this into your children little by little, whether you know it or not, just by the design.
Little by little. It's
full, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it is. So, yeah. I
like everything else that we talk about when programming AI. AI is going to be a reflection of the developers and the programmers. So these games, these the content, because I've seen a few of them. But wow, I've seen all kind of shit in some of these games, like real talk.
Yeah. I remember growing up with that stuff, man. All kind of crazy. And then ain't no telling what. I ain't played the games in a long time. And now I think I need to get back in it for research purposes just to understand.
I'm trying to tell you, I didn't see some of these new games.
Yeah, I gotta stop playing them again.
I forget the name of it, but this game, they had the clan in it. You know what I'm saying?
You get to kill the clan?
Wow, son. You get to kill the clan, but the clan is killing melanated people.
That sounds lit. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I mean? They had gender fluidity and they had all kind of stuff.
See, so, that's the thing. It's like, if the parents aren't playing the game, they won't understand the children's mind. That's the problem.
Nah. They don't get it. Don't get it. Like I said, the Fortnite, that's already, that's out of here. Like, they body and shit so regularly. And there's, you know, financial incentives behind that. You know what I'm saying? And they all in. And that's what's raising these babies. And anybody is in denial of that, they all.
But that's such a...
They're really not taking a full assessment of what's going on out here. So, you know, coupled with the fact that I said that Philadelphia would be the first city to host a stadium being built for gaming competition. I think it's like a 50,000-seater. You know what I'm saying?
I think I want to do Fortnite. Fortnite is the new college.
Financed and primed by the military. So they're picking the top gamers. You know what I'm saying? They're building out the stadiums for competition, and then they're monitoring them. You know what I mean? And whoever the top gamers are, they step into them like, look, we need you on this drone program to be a simulator. Because that's where virtual reality was introduced from 1960. You know, it was for war games, for simulation.
This is, yeah, this is going to be interesting. So what in 20 years, what are we looking at? I mean, it's hard to project out that far. It's going to be so much technology that's introduced.
You said in 10 years?
Nah, you know what? We can't go that far. I think that would be a waste of projecting.
Let's talk about 5 years.
Yeah, let's just say 4 years. You know what I mean? 2024.
Like I said, based on the implications of what was being explained to me about this technology, because it's dealing with a rift and because of dealing with the brain, they said that you can actually affect time, you know what I'm saying, with the right game, because time is a continuum, you know? They said that you can literally use these games somewhat time travel.
Okay. Now, I can understand that.
You can affect your past, you know what I mean, and your present. So,
I can understand that.
Expect an explosion of multiple realities and dimensions. And if you don't have a marker on you, it's just like lucid dreaming. You know, if you don't have a mark on you to determine, to be able to tell what reality you're in, you're not
going to know. Right. Damn, that's such an interesting thing. Like, the virtual reality that the children are playing, and not even just children, because let's get it right, like, this span from all ages. There's been people that's been playing games for a long time. So it's like, the virtual reality that people live, it's still a reality, because there's still experience, there's still actual senses, there's still, like, that's still reality. It's just that it's not this reality, and this reality becomes so dull in comparison to the reality that they get to experience through the gaming console. So it's like we live in 3D reality that's perceived from our observable senses. They live in a virtual reality that's enhanced by spiritual technology, right? And then you got lucid dreaming, and then you got other different dimensions and states that you can go in. My only thing is I'm always looking for, like, the new mindset that spans out of this, right? Because when you couple all of these things together, it's not going to be this, like, it's, for one, these children are going to start mimicking the characters within the game and bringing that to real life when they start getting money. So you're going to see, this is my prediction. Like, you're going to, like, if you look in China and you look in those countries in Asia, a lot of them, they mimic the anime. They mimic those characters because that's their culture around it. So they start acting like that. So you're going to see body modifications. You're going to see new fashion styles and choices. You're going to see fluidity just based on them doing characters. You're also going to see them taking on personifications of characters that are not actually human. So you're going to see a different generation growing up because they're actually going to have the money to produce that, because they're going to love these characters so much because that's what got them the money. So that's going to be the thing that they've learned to value. So they want to be that character at all times, not just when they plugged up to the game. So they're going to personify that as they walk through the world. And they're going to see the land through this virtual reality.
Facts. Right. The subtle cultural nuances that come from them having something across the board that they all identify with. Case in point, right? When we go places and grown motherfucking people is cosplaying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be a much bigger reality.
On they Mighty Morph Power Rangers shit. And it's like, if you're an adult and you don't really catch the nuance, you left out of that entire conversation.
Yeah.
But the children get it. So it's the same thing with Fortnite. You know what I mean? Just the fact that, you know, you see them all break into them dances. You know what I'm saying? When the music come on, that's their display of choice for celebration and elation, and they're gonna go right into the conglomeration of Fortnite dances.
Right, you know? And they already stole hip hop and threw it in there without even paying hip hop. So what's gonna be next is they're not gonna be able to further advance it all the way until they start paying hip hop, and that's when it's gonna get real dangerous. We're gonna celebrate the fact that hip hop artists get paid, but we don't do what we're gonna realize is that it's going to mix the culture in. The culture is going to accept it because they're going to start seeing money in it. And once the culture makes it cool, then the gaming cosplay also becomes cool as well. When they start hiring hip-hop artists to goddamn perform at these cosplay things, then the cosplay industry explodes and it becomes no longer contained. It becomes a societal norm.
And I got to go back something that I came across the other day, but I think I did see an article where they was applauding a rapper that got a song into one of these games.
Mm.
So, I mean, they got them in 2K. They got them in a lot of these other platforms. You know what I'm saying? So, it's only a matter of time. You know, they got them in Grand Theft.
Right.
You feel me? So, it's just like people should be asking, yeah, what does Grand Theft Auto look like in VR? You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. So, all right, proactiveness, right? We definitely got to get us a game. We got to have our gaming characters in virtual reality so the children can play with us. You know what I mean? But it got to have our character tags, sounds. You know what I mean? Like when they come in there, I get to upload my consciousness and they play my character and he dropping keys to all the other characters in the virtual Sims and stuff. It'll be amazing.
So it's like, yeah, you know, Fret Not, once again, if you're looking to be involved and galvanize in that particular space, yeah, you're going to win. But the apathetic approach towards it, to sit by and see what's going to happen and consider your thumbs and all the point fingers, nah, that's not.
Now, what about parents being safeguarding their children's minds to make sure that, I mean, because there's like reality changed with us with social media. So to like warn.
The classical, you don't own your children.
Yeah.
Wake up call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Parents are giving birth to them.
But that's been happening with us. You had TV, right? Well, first, if you go back, you go from radio, right? Radio start owning people's children, TV start owning people's children. Right, then cable TV start on it, then the internet start on it, then social media start on it. Now it's virtual reality, right? And then AI manipulation. So it's like parents haven't had control of their children for a long time.
They see the results.
And then when you monetize any of that control, it puts the control back in the hands of the child a little bit to where it becomes aspirational and it becomes a career. Because soon as social media became monetized, it became more accepted. Because people felt as if they had more control because they were able to position themselves into, you know, power and improvement in their lives without having to listen to their parents or their parents having to shun them from doing something. Same thing with every other industry that had control over their children. Like, I think Gary Vee was talking about something, an article about the kaleidoscope and how when that first came out back in, you know, 30s or whatever it came out, how the articles that was written about the kaleidoscope was similar to the articles that's written about social media and how the scare was. So it's like throughout history and throughout time, there's always been these scares of control, right? And this is something that society always produces. The thing about ours is just that I'm not sure if it's worse or anything of that nature. I just wonder. Because when you really look at it from a historical standpoint, sometimes when we view things from our time period, things seem a lot worse. When you see that other cultures have had something that was similar, but, you know, I mean, they still survived and produced a different change out of it. The thing is that we believe that we get into this point where we get to this ultimate actualization with AI, and AI is going to be the stopping point of the thing that controls us forever. And it's just the ultimate destruction. Now, that's, I believe, is a lot way more far off than these dark predictions from these people. But I think that the biggest thing is just that we get to live in a generation where we prepare for it better. You said what?
I see the plausibility. I don't allow my mind to go there, but I definitely see how it can happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think we've been programmed with enough programs to be able to see it. Like we got another Terminator movie coming out. I mean, we got 10 of them. We've been getting that for a long time. The programming is definitely there. I'm a solution based thinker, so I'm always trying to figure out like how does this actively work for black people in the future. And it's like the one thing that I think is that if we get in this, we get to create the programs which manipulates the future and controls it to the outcome that we would like to see instead of this stand back method and watching the stadium as things get played out. I would rather be like, you know what? Let's own the stadium.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because there could be a lot of good that come out of using these tools.
Yeah, there's good in everything. You know what I'm saying? It just has to be mined. Just like, say, there's gold in the mountains. Okay.
Right.
Get it out.
Right.
You feel me? There's gold in the mountains. You know? But you better have an axe and a shifting board and some sweat equity.
Now,
same as all of these other situations.
Because I'm live on YouTube, and somebody said we rely on technology way too much. We already sideboards. We carry it around with us as part of us. And that's 100% true. Now, one thing I do know is that technology has dulled the senses of man and woman, right? Used to be when...
Technology
has dulled the senses of man and woman. It used to be that when we go out and you think about explorers, when they leave home, they had to have their senses sharp because they had to remember certain markers in the environment. When they took their, when they would go upstream and they would go somewhere to go hunt, they had to remember their way back. And their senses had to capture everything around them. It had to be very sharp, directional. You had to remember this tree, the coloration of different things, everything. Your senses were hyper-enhanced. But now, because we rely on technology, like we store dates and time and memories and photos and videos inside the phone and not in our heads, right? So now these senses have dulled because we don't use them. We don't need them. We don't rely on them, right? So I think that's the biggest danger, is that it takes a lot of your natural human evolution and it devolves it. And, of course, a different part of the brain starts to activate. But that part that makes you a human, to where you may be a more critical thinker, you may have hypersenses, you may be able to fed off threats that you may not normally see, right, when your senses are hyper. But it, you become a more easier manipulated human being when you allow your senses to go.
And that's why I said I can clearly, without no hyperbole, I can clearly see how humans could become subjugated to machines in 10 years. Okay? Because when you are no longer relying on your intuitive abilities, you know what I'm saying, these things that familiarize you with yourself, and you're relying on a computer, just take GPS for instance, right? And think about time and space and travel and how important it was to be able to go from A to B in a succinct amount of time. That's why we created an extension of technology, you know, such as the car, right? First it was the buggy, then it was the car, then the bike, and planes, and all of these things. But the GPS is putting extra time on, right? Trying to figure shit out. We can no longer rely on our own navigation. We're relying on something that's an artificial construct that is not even operating to the best of its ability. And as a result, it's dulling our senses.
Right.
So when it comes time to be intuitive and mindful enough to catch on to things, we don't have that ability anymore. It's already leaving people, the masses of them. Right?
Absolutely.
And we should only be honest.
And think about this. You know, and just on a human relationship level, you know, men have to rely on their game. They have to rely on their smart. They have to rely on who they were to project out to the woman that they was talking to promote interest. Now, we no longer rely on who you are. You rely on, like, your virtual presence. Like, look at what I had. Look at who I am out here. So I think that's why human compatibility becomes so fake, in a sense, because you are not actually, y'all not meeting each other. Y'all relying on the virtual establishment.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you, bro. Yes, sir.
Let me see. I'm letting, Blue Pill got some fans walking up to him, so I'm going to let him go ahead and go.
Not everything.
He out there in Brooklyn. I'm online with him right now.
I got it.
But yeah, man, that's so crazy, though.
Okay.
We don't rely on ourselves. We rely on our virtual selves to help us out.
Yes. Virtual selves. Thank you, bro.
So.
Nah, you good.
We first started this conversation off because we were talking about how parents are now paying gamers to teach their children, right? Like they're paying people to teach their children how to play these games because they see the capitalistic opportunity that exists in it. These are like early adopter parents that understand, you know what I mean, the financial future that's within it, because it's a new economic paradigm that is relying on this. It's a new industry that is now in existence. You know what I mean? And anytime there's a new economy based on a new industry, we enter a new age, right? And this age is still this, you know, the knowledge age, the information age, the manipulation of data and the use of that data. But subpar of that is this knowledge age to where you gotta know whether you working hard or you working smart. And this is where it comes into play. It's like, you can have your children operating off old paradigm rules. Go get a job. Go to your summer camp and play basketball league. Go do whatever it may be. You know, teach them the retirement strategy for 40 years and then die and refertilize the soil. You can teach them that, but the children dismiss the old paradigm. And I talk about this in my new book on that these children are growing up and they seeing things differently, and they can't even allow themselves to adhere to the old rules because their mind have been expanded by what they now observe, and now the access they have to Google and technology and information, that they like, why the hell would I follow that route? I'd see it didn't even work for you. Plus, the way things work right now, mom, I can go play a game and get $3 million. I just seen Booga do it at a goddamn championship for a gaming competition. So you gotta know when it's, you gotta change. Change parenting.
Mom, I can play a
Yeah, if I seen that when I was younger, I would have took gaming a lot differently. Here I am teaching brother Blue Pill. We out here traveling around the world, teaching people mindset, changing their life, paradigm shifting, entrepreneurship, doing all this stuff, and you got little boogers around here playing the game, getting $3 million. You know what I'm talking about? I would have switched up what I went for. I'm not gonna lie. You know what I mean? I'm trying to give y'all the game, and I could have just been playing the game the whole time.
They got 8-year-olds making $6 million, right, annually on YouTube, right, doing tech review pages, and majority of the money that's being made on YouTube, especially by the youngsters, is all based on gaming.
But this opens up a new industry. You can go and review these gamers. You can go talk shit about them. You can go watch them. Right? And then make a review and get paid off of it. Especially if you're a good analyst, you're a good speaker, you're a good personality. See, a lot of people are not leveraging all of their skills to be able to make money. There's somebody with a great personality, they got a great voice, and they don't know that they can go right online and go start critiquing these gamers and don't have to know nothing about it, but the other gamers will watch them because they're funny of the critique. They're going to be like, mama, look at him. He don't know nothing about gaming, but he's funny. So now your views is going up, your money is going up. Like, new opportunities exist, people. That's what I be trying to tell people. I be trying to figure out, how is you broke when the world is trying to pay you? How you broke in the world trying to pay you? You ain't collecting the check. It ain't that they ain't cutting it. So it's like, when you look at, that's my whole thing. It's like, when you look at new opportunities and you look at new things that emerge, you have to know that there's a branch of opportunities that come along with it. And it's your job to be innovative, to create your own job. So when they say 70-90% of the jobs don't exist, that's because you have to create them out the emerging industries that are now here. You have to figure out how to optimize them. You have to figure out what is the new adaptation for the economy and the utilization of these different things. So when you become smart, you be like, damn, gaming economy, what comes with that? Okay, we need reviews, we need blogs, we need this, that, and the third. What? Okay, now these new gamers, what do they need as attachments for their games? Let me just start making products to them. Let me market to them, because now they got money, disposable income that they will spend on this. Like, you get to start thinking, your wheels get to start turning, and all of a sudden, you made $1 million off the people who made $1 million off gaming. Come on now, people.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You know what I mean? Excuses? Like, shit. I ain't got no excuses. Yeah, I don't got no excuses. You know what I mean? I want to figure out now. Now I got my wheel spinning to figure out how I can get some of the money from the money that these people get money from. You know what I mean? Like for real, for real. I can create the first conscious blog about gaming industry, and I break it down
And I create the first woke generation of gamers.
Facts.
You know what I mean? The woke gaming community. This for all my woke gamers out there, man. I hope you tapped in, man. I was just watching Tagger 1-2-3, and I was looking at some of the you start overanalyzing games for things that don't even exist in there. You know what I'm saying? They put this. I think this because the man trying to manipulate you. To this. Like you just start dissecting things. You know what I mean? And getting these gamers woke. I'm just saying, man. There's money out here, man. Look, I know everybody wants you to fret and worry about all the problems, the entertainment and the politics. Problems, entertainment, politics. Problems, entertainment, politics. You will be fed that to death from people who saying they're trying to save you, yet they're not teaching you about none of the opportunities, none of the solutions, which won't empower you at all. It's distractions, distractions, distractions. Problems, entertainment, politics. Distractions, distractions, distractions. And the crowd mind is easily fed with distractions. And when you go to make a decision and you try to pull your thoughts up, all you got in there is distractions. Because that's the only content you've absorbed the whole day. Your brain is on autopilot. It takes energy, specific, deliberate energy to actually think. Most of the time, we're on autopilot, right? But when we actually pull up a thought, it takes energy. And that's why you only get so much per day. Because that deliberate energy is taking all of that human jewels, that measurement of energy you made of, and is bringing it to that conscious area of your mind, and is pulling thoughts from this subconscious factory that you got a billion thoughts running, and you saying, no, I need a couple specific ones. And that takes a lot of energy. That's like laser pinpointing focus and energy. So if you just absorbing content, and that's what's in your head, and you trying to shuffle through that to make a good decision, you can't, because you haven't pulled out any. You haven't been feeding things that raises your IQ. They did a study and they found out that most of the content that people are absorbing from these distractions, entertainment, and politics, from these reality shows and all of these different things, is lowering your IQ. Social media is making your emotional IQ going down. So people are not only becoming dumber, they are losing control of themselves emotionally. They're becoming depressed, and then they go online and then they involve themselves in a social media app that makes them more depressed. Right? And so therefore they can't even think through the depression because they're so depressed. And then they complain to other people that's depressed. So it becomes even more depressing. Yeah, it's just one big depression loop, man. So it's like you break out that cycle. You say, wait a minute, engage in content that raises your IQ and engage in things that in apps that raises your emotional IQ, or engage in life and nature. Right? That is the greatest IQ producer. That is the greatest, like, you go learn these ideas that we talk about and then go meditate in nature and see what comes to you. You just do it. Just do it. I know we unorthodox, right? You be like, nah, but the other revolutionaries, they tell me about all of the problems in the world. How come y'all don't? That's the old model. I'm not about to do that. They already did it. Right?
They did that.
Right. So, Blue Pill, I had this thought process that you got to look at right design. Design thinking is so beautiful because it makes you look at constructs of everything. And if you look at the, if somebody said, I want you to be a revolutionary, and if you think of it like a gaming character, then the idea of revolutionary little Black Panther pops up in your head. Now, a person says that, okay, what is the actions of a revolutionary? Now you imagining them with one of them bullhorns, and they speaking to the people, and they protesting, or they throwing Molotov cocktails, and they rioting. That was the old idea of the revolutionary, right? But in a new age, you have to update it with a new model of thinking based on new times. So you would interact differently. So the question becomes is what result did they want? Speak truth to power, right? That was the result, to create some solutions to problems. Now, if you in 2019 and you say, I want to be a revolutionary, and you take on the old model, you're not going to get new results. You're going to get those same old results, and it's going to continuously need those old models. So what we do is we update it. We say, okay, the revolutionary now looks like individuals who can get more, who can be more effective in today's time. So how do you get those results? Utilization of technology, hyper-focus on solutions, right? Increase the design into a different capacity. If you're doing it the old way, then you're focused on an old model. You haven't updated, and that requires no creative thinking at all. That's just saying, that's just being technical and following things as they are. And that's why we're not getting the results, because everybody's following the old model and they're ignoring the new model because it's new. It's hard for them to interact with it. They have to be taught that, no,
This is what the revolutionary looks like now. The one that gives you empowerment. The one that teaches you solutions. The ones that give you access that increases your means, that increases your rulership. I'm not trying to tell you to be free. I'm telling you to be powerful, because the free man without power is left up to the authority of the one who does to rule over him.
Yeah, that narrative doesn't have a movie attached to it yet.
None.
So it's very hard for them
right.
to fathom it as being a thing that they should get up gradually and tap into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because all of their paradigms are manufactured and controlled by something that has been authorized and ordained by who or what they consider to be the dominant powers.
There's no industry about it. And that's why I said we got to create the media industry to where, you know, the same way every industry legitimizes, right, those people in that time. And this industry, of course, and it's no fault to the people that want to do good. They only know how to legitimize the old model because that's what it looks like. So that they feel like they're doing their job when they like, oh, I want to do some good. Let me bring on this person that looks like the old model of revolutionary, and then therefore I'm doing my part in the revolution. Not knowing the whole time that they're still propagating the old model, that's not the most dangerous model for you to propagate. The more dangerous model would be the person who actually giving them access and solutions and producing an entire new glitch in the matrix. So it's like there's just so many different things that have to be updated when people are trying to make a change. And being a visionary is terrible because you know that the industry is 10 years behind. You know what I mean? And when the industry is behind, it's hard for them to catch up.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. That's what we dealt with. But in closing, man, my brother went to a virtual reality workshop where they're teaching the children gaming. And, you know, it's not just for children, for adults. So tell them a little bit about that real quick before we close out.
Okay, a friend of mine who was an artist, he got an endowment to teach art. And rather than him teaching painting and mural painting, because he's a mural painter, he took advantage of a relationship that he started last year with somebody that he met at a tech. And this young brother, you know, actually introduced to me yesterday. He said, look, this is the East Coast Idris. You know what I'm saying? This brother had masters, and he worked at Second Life for a few years, you know what I'm saying, building virtual worlds. So he's been into virtual reality for over a decade. And he also has a background in African-American history, so he wanted to utilize this knowledge base for empowerment to teach young black children how to create their own worlds in a virtual setting, because it's not going to be done for them, you know what I'm saying? And any and everywhere that he goes to present his findings and his talent and his skill set, he's the only one that looks like him in those environments. So he wanted to create a space. They brought this class, the Best Buy. He wanted to speak directly to the children of that environment who we know have some of the most amazing imaginations. You know what I mean? They just don't have the platforms to express them. So he wanted to show them the new tools in real time that are available to us in this planet, in this world, that we can create. You know what I mean? There's a tapestry, there's a canvas out there that's begging for our input. And it was just dope, you know what I'm saying? And everything that they showed me to not only get started, but to also commandeer this particular new platform, it was under $1,000.
So under $1,000, they can put the children in a whole new
place. Under $1,000, you can build out an entirely new world. You can create your own Fortnite in virtual. You know what I'm saying? You can come into contact with the new technology and the new language and the new conversation that's going to take you into the next 25 or 30 years.
Wow.
Ready Player One is here. You feel me? And there's mad ways you can scale it. You know what I'm saying? Once you get the foundationals locked down, you can go this way with it, you can go that way with it. So, once again, I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the opportunities that are afforded to people who are daring and willing to think, as you said, like you said, not outside of the box, but, you know, they see that there's no box to begin with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's always a funny analogy. Think outside the box.
Once we are on the cusp of a new frontier, of a new world that don't have no rules yet.
Mm.
What are we going to do? We're going to continue to complain about what we can't do in this world? You feel me?
Right.
So our children are already becoming apathetic. They're already... Escapism is the biggest industry in the world already, especially amongst vulnerable people. So I'm not advocating tapping out totally. I'm saying, look, we could get a foothold in both dimensions, both realities. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Because your baby's imagination is reinforced by them being stimulated by Marvel comic characters anyway. That's the only place that they've seen their superhero. Mm. You dig what I'm saying? So, why not take all of these grand ideas that these babies keep saying that they have? Oh, I got a whole notebook filled out with super comic heroes that I... Okay, you drew them? Bring them to life.
Mm.
Bring them to life.
Mm.
Create your own world. Yeah. You don't gotta wait on Wakanda to be built. We could build the composite of it to give our people an idea of what it looks like. And then if you implant that into subconscious realms, right, of mind, which is, they say that the mind is all, then the shit starts materializing.
Right.
In what you call the quote-unquote real world.
Mm.
So this is just another tool that strips the excuses away.
Right. And my I would tell all the parents out there is that the children will only design what they know. If you want them to design a better world, then you have to teach them better things. So if you're going to give them the gaming, I said that the children will only design what they know. So if you want the children to design a better world, then you have to teach them better things. And what that goes is saying that if you're going to give them gaming system, give them books as well. Because from the content that they read in their books is what the games that they will design in reality.
Yeah, that's going to spark your imagination. That's going to introduce them to new worlds, and then they're going to go into virtual settings, and they're going to create that.
Exactly.
You feel me? They're going to create that. And maybe the streets are not the safest place for your babies right now anyway. Maybe your baby needs to be in virtual for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Seeing what it is, because these children have already come bundle package with excellence and, you know, dynamic vision and all sorts of shit. So this seems to be a good place for them to explore that. And of course, you know, being mindful of the balance factor, you know, they still got to interact and interface with social settings in the real world, real people.
Nature.
And all of that shit. Yeah, nature. And, you know, let's be mindful of that and understand that, and that's great. But in the meantime, in between time, you know, there's also something that's available for them to really, you know, exercise their palates.
So there you have it, man. And then put a crown on their head so all that EMF don't hit them. Anyway. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I said, put a crown on their head while they playing the game so all the EMF don't hit them all at once. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And put some gold in their body so their body, you know what I mean, to be electrified, to be able to, so the electrical magnetic field, you know what I'm talking about, be more powerful. And then get them my new book,
Paradigm Key. Create a game, like I said, with them crowns will actually be accompanied by crown jewels.
Yeah.
At each level. Let me not give it all away.
You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, brother, I appreciate you, man. The Blue Pill are always dropping jewels, man. As always, man, we here to shift the paradigm into a new one.
You have to give people a new model if you're going to tell them to shift out the old one. And that's what we present, is new models of thinking, new ways of executing. Like I said, those three top things.
Speaking to the phone guard, you're trying to sound a little far away.
Like I said, those three top things you're going to always get is politics, problems, and entertainment. And that is going to be monumentally detrimental to the production of you and your family when it comes for you all to make better decisions for your life, because that's going to distract you and not allow you to make the best decisions. So continue to thrive and look for opportunities. And inside those opportunities, there are even more and more and more. But you have to remember the box don't exist. And that's how we're supposed to move. We just create.
And that's a fact. It's non-disputable. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, it doesn't.
You just need to do nothing other than observe what's being said, analyze the information, goddammit. No hyperboles involved. Like, it is what it is. You're going to get problem, politics, and entertainment.
Top three distractions in the world, Craig. And I'm just here to help you navigate from them. They go pop up, you got to navigate from them. And they going to keep shooting at you like bullets. Nope, I need this good information over there. Nope, don't want that entertainment. Oh, politics, let me dodge that. Didn't see it. Entertainment, I'm cool on it. You know what I mean? You got to keep dodging it. Keep dodging it, because they going to be everywhere. People in every conversation that comes up, in all media sources, that's what they going to hit you with. So it's up to you to dodge the bullets so that you can get to what you actually need, is things that raise your IQ and increase your power. So tap in. I appreciate y'all. This has been the 19 Keys, Electrical Conversations, Enlightening Thought Patterns and Conversations. And this is the podcast. Peace.
Hey.
Let me close out this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.